The Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near, but Jesus did not go to Jerusalem with his brothers to celebrate the festival because the Jews in Judea were waiting to take his life. However, after his brothers had left, he also went, not publicly, but in secret. On his way to Jerusalem, he travelled through Samaria. As he was going into a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance and called out, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, Jesus said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." According to the law of Moses, the healing of leprosy had to be certified by the priests. The lepers went off, and on the way they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus said to him, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he added, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." When Jesus arrived in Jerusalem, it was already halfway through the feast, as the festival lasted 8 days. Now the Jews were watching for him and asking, "Where is that man?" And there were widespread rumors about him among the crowds. Some said, "He is a good man." Others replied, "No, he deceives the people." But no one would say anything publicly about him for fear of the Jews. Then Jesus went up to the temple courts and began to teach. The Jews were amazed and asked, "How did this man get such learning without having studied?" For unlike the teachers of the law, Jesus had not been to any of the rabbinical schools of learning. Jesus answered, "My teaching is not my own. It comes from him who sent me. If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own." Here, Jesus laid down the essential condition needed to understand his teaching, which is willing submission to God. Then he explained that he was not seeking to gain honor for himself, adding, "Why then are you trying to kill me?" The crowd was unaware of what was being plotted against him and answered, "Who is trying to kill you?" But others, who were better informed, said, "Isn't this the man they are trying to kill? And here he is speaking publicly, and they are not saying a word to him. Have the authorities really concluded that he is the Christ? But we know where this man is from, and when the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from." Jesus cried out, "You know me, and you know where I am from, yet I am not here on my own, and the one who sent me you do not know. But I know him, because I am from him, and he sent me." On hearing this, the Jews tried to arrest him, but they could not, because his time had not yet come. However, many in the crowd put their faith in him, saying, "When Messiah comes, will he do more miracles than this man?" On hearing what the crowds were saying, the chief priests and Pharisees ordered the temple guards to go and arrest him. Jesus said to the people, "I am with you for only a short time, and then I go to the one who sent me. You will look for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come." The Jews said to one another, "What does he mean when he says we will not be able to find him? Will he go to the Greeks?" On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, streams of living waters will flow from within him, as the scripture has said." By this, he meant the Holy Spirit, who would be poured out upon believers after his ascension. On hearing this, some of the people said, "He is the Messiah." But others asked, "How can Messiah come from Galilee? Must he not come from David's family and from Bethlehem?" Finally, the temple guards went back to the chief priests without having arrested Jesus. "Why didn't you bring him in?" they asked. The guards replied, "No one ever spoke the way this man does." Next episode, the discussion between Jesus and the Jews.